With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Florida officials and residents are preparing for another major hurricane barely 2 weeks after another catastrophic storm struck the state. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said you hide from the wind and you run from the water, but you can't contend with storm surge.
The one thing that people can control is if you are in an area that is vulnerable to this surge, if you get out of there, the chance of you being able to ride this out and returning home safely is very, very high. If you stay in there and you got 10 feet, you're really, really taking a risk with your life and your safety.
Hurricane Milton is now a Category 5 storm, and it's aiming for a direct hit on the Tampa-St. Petersburg area on Wednesday. Meanwhile, FEMA is criticizing false claims about its response to Hurricane Helene. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In addition to coordinating hurricane assistance, FEMA has had to deal with debunking rumors and conspiracy theories about its funding and storm response. Administrator Deanne Criswell continues to strongly push back against false claims, pointing to thousands of search and rescue team members on the scene in North Carolina. She also says disaster survivors are receiving initial payments to cover immediate needs and that additional money will be made available for home repairs. Criswell says rumors to the contrary are dangerous and demoralizing. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Georgia Supreme Court has halted a ruling striking down the state's near ban on abortions while the state appeals. The law that a judge said was unconstitutional bans abortions beyond 6 weeks of pregnancy. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points, the Nasdaq dropped 213. This is SRN News. A pro-life activist issues a warning.
2 years ago, in an incident that attracted national attention, the FBI raided the home of Mark Houck in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And he says if Kamala Harris is elected president in November, the same thing could happen to you. Speaking of the Family Research Council's recent Pray, Vote, Stand summit, Houck warned that if President Biden weaponized the Department of Justice to go after pro-lifers, Harris is bound to do the same. Houck was charged with blocking access to an abortion clinic. He was later acquitted by a jury and is now suing the administration. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Back to work today for the Supreme Court. The highest profile case on the agenda so far is a fight over transgenderism that's focused on state bans on puberty-blocking drugs for children. It'll probably be argued in December. Republican-led states have moved to tackle the issue with bans on the drugs as well as sex change operations. This is SRN News. An American in his 70s has been sentenced to nearly 7 years in prison in Russia for fighting in Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the details.
Prosecutors said Stephen Hubbard signed a contract with the Ukrainian military after Russia sent troops into the country in February 2022, and he fought alongside them until being captured 2 months later. Hubbard, from the state of Michigan, is the first American known to have been convicted for fighting as a mercenary in the Ukrainian conflict. Russian news reports say the charges carried a potential sentence of 15 years, but prosecutors asked that his age be taken into account and that he had admitted guilt. Arrests of Americans have become increasingly common in Russia in recent years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said that it had limited information about the case as Russia has refused to grant consular access. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.